think that, you know, this is a town and a fan base that's very passionate about its sports teams. I'm going to let you know when they don't think that you're playing up to the caliber that you should be playing at, or that the Eagles need you to play at. And, you know, I don't think that that's ever been something that's always been the case here, and it always will be. That's just, you know, the type of passion that you deal with in Philly sports. And I think that I, quite frankly, need to do a better job. And that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I love playing in this city. I love playing for this organization. And if I'm going to keep doing that, I have to do a better job. So, you know, I look forward to getting back out there this week and working throughout the work week right now, getting better. And that's what I'm just trying to do.
What does it do for you guys when having veterans like yourself and Peter and Wiz in order to be able to make those kind of in-season adjustments to having guys moving around on the line and working in new linemen?
Well, obviously, it's good for us that we have so much experience with our depth right now. I mean, obviously, we have a rookie out there at right tackle, which is a little bit different. But Stefan Wisniewski's played a lot of football in this league. Matt Tobin, who's a guy who's, if somebody else were to go down, would be right there ready to go in. He's played a lot of football, started for us all last year. We rotated a lot of guys in there throughout the offseason because there was a little bit of a battle there at left guard. So I think that there's a lot of familiarity with a lot of guys on this team. And, you know, I think that the front office and the Eagles did a great job of making sure that we had a lot of depth this year. They went out, you know, got some rookie free agents, or got some rookie draft picks, and got some free agents in the offseason that have really bolstered the depth of our offensive line.
Do you feel like it's been a pretty smooth transition when there have had to been some changes?
About as smooth as I've ever seen. I mean, it's never going to be, you know, as smooth as without the injuries, but, I mean, most of the time when you're talking about replacing starters, especially on the offensive line and at the tackle position, that can make a big difference, and I think that we've, for the most part, handled it pretty well.
Jason, how much do you have to, you guys as a whole, try to take pressure off of Carson, especially a game like this against Atlanta where, you know, the offense is trying to keep up, take some pressure off Carson, establishing the run and doing things like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you can control the line of scrimmage, it makes it easier on a quarterback, makes it easier on an offensive line, makes it easier on a play caller. Generally speaking, when the offensive line's played well this year, we've done pretty well in those games. So, you know, I think that all we can do is just go out there, try and give him as much time as he needs to throw the ball, make sure that he feels comfortable back there. And if we can get a ground game going, obviously that'd be even better.
It's been somewhat of a struggle on the road, and, you know, if you're blue in the face at the reasons why, this and that, but to get back home, where you guys are 3-0 in front of these fans that are obviously fanatical, how much does that help you guys in a game like this when you're playing, you know, the first place Falcons?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're a great opponent, and, you know, we've done well at home, and hopefully we can keep the streak going. I mean, they've definitely made it so that the home field advantage is known right now, and, you know, our fans have done a great job, and hopefully we can keep this thing rolling.